Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. With the effects of climate change all around us, there's a push to power more of our lives with renewable energy, including things that used to burn fossil fuels, like home heating and cars. But can our electricity grid handle a big ramp up in demand? To help us think about this, I reached out to our founder, Stephen Porter, who's also the provost of sustainability at Brown University. Welcome, Stephen.
Hey, Megan. Good to be here. Good to hear from you.
Let's start with the basics. I get that power plants make electricity that is then delivered to our homes. But how do they make sure the amount they make matches what we need? Is there a way to store electricity in the grid?
Yeah, so it's an interesting question, and it's kind of amazing because the answer is no. It has to provide exactly the amount of power that everyone needs. It can't provide more, and it can't provide less.
How does the grid know how much electricity to make?
Basically, it's a series of different markets. Four markets that link the people who are producing power, the power plants, through a utility to the consumer.
Okay, so walk me through the markets. What's market number one?
So market number one is really like thinking about planning. So you're building a new community, or you know there's going to be an increased demand, and so you might build a new power plant. So that's sort of in the background. But on a daily basis or a monthly basis, you have what you have.
So what's market two? Talk about that.
Market two is called the day-ahead market. The day-ahead market uses forecasts of how much electricity demand there'll be the next day. The utility goes out and asks power plant providers, can you provide me, and at what price can you provide me, enough electricity to meet tomorrow's demand?
But are they always right? I mean, you can't predict like exactly how the weather is going to be. What do they do about that?
That's why there's the third and fourth market. So the third market is a 15-minute market. There's a projection, okay, in 15 minutes, we're going to need this much power. And so they'll call up and say, hey, we're going to need a little extra power because it's hotter than we thought. Can you provide it?
And then what's the fourth market? That's like on the split second?
Yeah, it's an automated market and it monitors the frequency of electricity in the grid. And if it rises or dips out of a zone of safety, then power is either produced or curtailed based on those sub-second changes in demand.
So is there someone just like sitting at a desk on the phone all day saying like, give us more power, give us less power?
Yeah, you know, that's the vision I have. I think more of it is automated than we think. But, you know, honestly, I don't know the answer. I'm really curious who that person is.
This seems like a really precarious situation. Like, how is it that most of the time when I need electricity, like when I turn on a switch, the electricity is always there when I need it?
So it's kind of amazing, right, that it works at all. And it's connected to everything. So it really is. It's the biggest, most complicated machine in the world ever devised by human ingenuity.
If everyone today in, let's say, Rhode Island decided today's the day, I'm going to pull the trigger, I'm going to get an electric car, could the electricity grid handle all those people plugging their cars in to charge them?
That's a whole other possibly.
Okay, I guess we'll have to answer that question next week. That's it for today. For more information or ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Ask Possibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute at Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publics Radio.